How to not feel like a dinosaur when talking with the younger generation on the farm. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Fresh air and sunshine are abundant on most farms and ranches. Farmers need to take care working in the sun, though. Excess exposure can lead to heat stroke and dehydration in the short term and potential skin cancer long term. Protect yourself. Wear sunscreen, loose clothing, and a wide brim hat. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. It's pretty common to have intergenerational communication attempts on farms in the U.S. University of Maine Extension started a farm communication coaching program in 2018 to help bridge the generational divides. Leslie Forstadt works with the program.
These multiple generations are working together, potentially having different values. And how can farm coaching meet with folks and get them talking about what's coming up and consider how their values, understandings, experiences contribute to what's happening on the farm?
Forstadt says farm coaches schedule several sessions with farm families to help them build skills to communicate more effectively.
Relational skills are not often taught. They're not often appreciated, even. The fact that we can use coaching as an opportunity to spend a whole session just practicing listening skills is pretty cool. And the fact that a farmer or a farm team will spend the time to come into coaching and just commit to this, it really reflects their values, that this is an important aspect of their business.
And it was 30 years ago today that I did my first broadcast of what is now Farm to Fork. Thanks to all of you for sticking with us. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.